This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson. Fax is 989-463-2249 regarding Donald, middle initial L, like Larry, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth is August 15th of 1950. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Brown with hypertension, a history of elevated creatinine, and history of marked hypokalemia. His last visit was July 12th of 2021. Since that time, he's been feeling well. He actually does work and drives a truck and does deliveries in Michigan. He's been feeling very well, and he received his third dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccination without side effects or adverse events. He's been feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. His weight is up 2 pounds since his last visit, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and edema is stable on his current diuretic regime. Medications, he is on metolazone, 2.5 milligram twice a week. He takes one on Monday and one on Friday. He takes potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalents, 40 in the morning and 20 mil equivalents in the evening. He's also on Lasix, 20 milligram in the morning and 40 milligram in the evening. He's on spironolactone, 50 milligram once daily. He's also on a fluid restriction of 56 ounces per 24 hours, and he's very careful to follow that. And he uses a topical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug gel, Voltaren, for pain, and does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, the only vital sign the patient could get today for us was weight. He couldn't get blood pressure, but weight is 249 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 7th of 2022. His creatinine is 1.0. That's the best level that he's had since he's been seeing us. Generally, he ranges between 1.1 and 1.3. So 1.0 is greater than 60 estimated GFR. His albumin is 4.9, calcium 9.3, sodium 137, potassium is 4.1. Carbon dioxide, 29. Phosphorus is 3.1. Hemoglobin, 14.8, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hypertension, history of hypokalemia, currently normal potassium levels, and chronic edema requiring diuretic use. The patient is doing very well. Weight is stable. Edema is stable on current diuretic regime, and creatinine is improved. We would like him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He should continue the fluid restriction of 56 ounces in 24 hours and follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunder, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.